Actor Inder Kumar, best known for his roles in films like Wanted and Khiladi Ka Khiladi, passed away at the age of 45. Inder suffered from a massive heart attack at his home in Mumbai. Apart from films, he also appeared on TV shows and briefly the character of Mihir Virani on Kyunki Saas Bhi Kabhi Bahu Thi. Shruti Hassan was recently spotted at the airport along with her rumored British boyfriend, Michael Korsal. Korsal, who is an actor, was seen hugging Shruti Hassan while the couple left the airport. If rumors are to go by, then Michael has come a long way to just spend some quality time with Shruti. Akshay Kumar recently opened up about a traumatic experience from his childhood. Talking at a conference on human trafficking, Akshay recounted how he was molested as a kid by his lift man. However, Akshay promptly informed his parents and the man was later apprehended. After reports broke out of Vikas Bell's involvement in a sexual harassment case with one of the employees at his production house, it was rumored that the company was headed for a split. But the company founded by four filmmaker friends Anurag Kashyap, Vikramaditya Motwane, Madhu Mantena and Vikas Bell seems to be strong as ever, with Motwane rubbishing rumors of a split between them. Ranveer Singh, who recently made waves after he replaced Salman Khan as the face of a popular cola brand, has now reportedly lost the endorsement himself. If reports are to go by, then Ranveer couldn't find ample time to shoot for the brand and also kept interfering in the creative space of the brand. Madonna has accepted damages from the publisher of a website over an article that was a serious invasion of privacy. Madonna sued the company over a story giving details of her adoption of four-year-old twins from Malawi. Madonna's lawyer later stated that the story was published while the adoption was underway and could have threatened the integrity and outcome of the adoption process. This year's Venice Film Festival will feature a lineup of films such as the crime comedy Suburbicon by George Clooney, a Guillermo del Toro fantasy The Shape of Water, and Darren Aronofsky's thriller Mother. The 74th Venice Festival opens on August 30 in the city with Alexander Payne's Downsizing. Get ready to roar with Katy Perry and the MTV Video Music Awards. The pop star is all set to host the show next month in California. Perry is nominated for 5 Moon Men, including Best Pop Video for Chain to the Rhythm. The singer recently released a new album, Witness, which has had mild success and hasn't matched the triumph of her previous albums. Stephen Colbert will be executively producing a workplace animated comedy to premiere this fall. The series will satirically deconstruct life in the White House hold with President Donald Trump and his family members, insiders, world leaders, and even rival Democrats taking part. The animated portrayal of Trump is a popular recurring feature on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The full-length trailer for the upcoming adaptation of Stephen King's classic horror novel It was released online to immense praise. The new look shows off the film's villain, the devilish clown Pennywise, who haunts a group of kids as they enter the sewers of Maine to search for their missing friend.
Download the Times News Radio app from Google Play and App Store.